The question is whether cities and counties can ban or delay marijuana businesses within their borders. Attorney General Bob Ferguson argues they can do that without breaking state law. He writes if the drafters of the law had meant to preempt that kind of move, they would have said so in the initiative. Allison Holcomb was I-502's chief architect. She says the law sits within the state's Uniform Controlled Substances Act, which already rules out local bans and moratoriums.
The attorney general seemed to think that there was specific language that was required to achieve what our state marijuana law already provides, that local laws can't be inconsistent with the state law.
The State Liquor Control Board requested Ferguson's non-binding opinion. Board members say they don't yet know how they'll proceed. They could deny licenses to businesses in those areas and risk lawsuits from the applicants. Or they could grant the licenses and risk lawsuits from the cities and counties. That latter option could be perilous for supporters of legal marijuana. Any lawsuit pitting state law against the federal prohibition risks a judge throwing out the whole marijuana industry. Holcomb says that's always been a risk, and advocates are prepared for that fight. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.